I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Everybody's heard of the Hell's Angels, but they aren't the only motorcycle club in the country. In the 1950s, African-American bikers were also packing up. And today, there are hundreds of thousands of black bikers. Recently, several hundred gathered in Fresno, California. They tricked out their bikes, updated their leather, and looked for love. Reporter Nancy Mullane was there and has this story.
A thunderous sound crawls up your back and settles in your chest. You can't help but look to see who's riding the loudest bike. And when you do, it's all about chrome and color. Outside Fresno's Harley-Davidson outlet, bikes jam the parking lot and side streets. Everyone's wearing a black leather jacket with patches on the back that show they're the Rough Riders, the Soul Brothers, or East Bay Dragons. Men and women scan the scene. Among them is Cammy Johnson.
I'm here for the spectatorship, to support the biking group, and to actually, I want to ride. I want to get on one of these hot bikes. These bikes are hot. The guys are hot. It's a fun time. I'm here to have fun.
Down at the end of the parking lot, Nal Sheikh Kareem, the publisher of Black Biker magazine, admires a bike with Dirty D. It's bright yellow with red details.
Oh, the paint scheme is nice, different. Yeah, he's got everything done. I mean, chrome frame, everything. You know, he's touched everything on that bike.
Yeah, aesthetically, that bike is really got it going on. I mean,
Jake says the thousand or so gathered here are a tiny fraction of the millions of black bikers nationally.
We like color, as you can see. I mean, I think that's from my African roots. Most of the bikes are pretty plain, but when we finish coloring them up, doing them up, you know, that's one of the characteristics of a black bike.
Inside the store, sparkling new bikes are all lined up. Prices start at $6,500.
This bike is called an Ultra Classic. Comes with a radio, a CD player, rear speakers, intercom system. And this bike starts out at a base price of $20,200.
Salesman Joe Lillibridge says that $20,000 is just a base price.
Everybody can have this bike, but the people that put the chrome on it, special stuff and special paint, makes it their own bike.
As men shop for chrome gadgets, women move through the store fondling $300 leather jackets and purses. Tracy Cody is general merchandising manager. She says, sure, the store will sell a few bikes over the weekend, but the real money is in the goods with the Harley-Davidson Bar and Shield logo.
Just the belts and the purses and the clothes, the jackets. And they're doing stuff, putting bling bling all over the jackets for the ladies, and it's catchy.
A pair of black leather sandals with a big metal ring catches the eyes of two women.
If I like it and I want it, I'm going to get it. That's just how I feel.
So what is your favorite thing today that you want?
Are you talking about the clothes? Or are you talking about in the store, period?
Are you talking about the men in the store?
Yeah, the men in the store.
One of the best ways for ladies to meet black bikers is to join a social club, or SC. They have their own colorful patches, elect officers, hang together at events like this one, and fundraise. Members of Honey Bunches of Dough, a Northern California social club, are selling chocolate-covered strawberries from their sweet booth. High Maintenance, one of the club's newest members, can't wait to get her first bike.
You know, the power of being a woman on a bike is still that stigma that you have to be this badass or this leather wearing. I mean, I still wear girly clothes. I can't wear tennis shoes. I have on my espadrilles. And I still wear boots and stilettos, but I still want a bike.
As the day ends, bikers leave the parking lot and head for a secret park on the edge of town to party. Later in the evening, one of the local clubs will sponsor a big dance at another undisclosed location.
So they kind of keep it on the hush until the last minute, and then everybody kind of finds out caravans. Then you just go out to have a good time. And the group that has the most amount of members to participation, you win a big trophy for having your group come out.
Over Memorial Day weekend, some 300,000 black bikers are expected to gather in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for Black Bike Week. According to organizers, it doesn't matter what gender, race, or nationality you are. Everybody's welcome. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in Fresno, California.